This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Finally, it's time for migrating birds to return. That would include chimney swifts. These birds travel all the way from South America to our region to raise their young, but their numbers have gone down 65% in the last 50 years. In our March installment of WEMU's The Green Room, Barbara Lucas explores the current and future status of our local chimney swifts.
It's Swift Night Out, a yearly event where volunteers around the country count the birds as they enter chimneys to roost for the night. I watch the aerial acrobats in amazement.
Swirling round and round and round.
I'm with volunteer Sherry Smith at a huge chimney behind the former home of the Washtenaw County Road Commission across from the Ann Arbor YMCA. She's getting lots of questions from curious passersby.
Yeah, it's going to look like the chimney vacuums them out of the sky. Yeah, right.
All of them?
They're going to sleep. All of them. It's terrific. You don't want to leave till it happens.
What are they called?
Chimney swifts.
They're
birds. If they were bats, they'd be coming out, but they're going in.
We wait almost an hour for the swirling cloud to descend into the chimney, enough time to learn a lot about them.
What do they eat? Are they insect eaters?
Yeah, insects. So they have to leave. They leave about the middle of October because there are no more insects, or not enough.
Smith says their decline is due to fewer suitable chimneys. They can't use the new chimneys with metal liners and chimney caps, and many of the old masonry-lined chimneys are being torn down.
Where did they live in nature when there were no chimneys?
Big old hollow trees, but we did away with those, so now a few are going in. Oh, see, now they switched.
Can we take you with us everywhere we go? You're way better than the internet.
More and more people stop by to see what's up, or should we say, what's going down.
Look how they're all going into that chimney.
They're going to sleep in the chimney. But when they really start going in, they pour.
The suspense mounts as they begin their descent.
Well, you see them going down the road. Oh, they're just pouring in the wall.
See, now it's vacuuming them out of the sky.
As they finally go in, Smith counts by groups of 10 and estimates there were about 800 this night.
I mean, there aren't very many great sights in nature that happen in the middle of town.
How long have you been watching them?
Swifts? The day they bombed the World Trade Center, the planes hit it. I needed something life-affirming to do at night, and I knew that they'd be going in one of the chimneys. I went over and watched them at Burns Park, so at least that long.
She's an advocate for keeping large abandoned chimneys intact.
They were going to tear down the Burns Park chimney because it was no longer in use. And there was a woman over there who knew about the swifts. She organized enough support that they didn't tear it down. It's there just for swifts.
Smith also volunteers with the Bird Center of Washtenaw County, housed in a tiny building on Mary Street. She says people sometimes bring in swifts for them to raise, but they don't do well in captivity because in nature they're in constant flight.
Oh, there it goes.
Two chimney swift fledglings are flying around the bird center. They return for a tweezer full of mealworms. The babies are noisy when they eat, and clinic manager Bailey Hughes says the noise can actually alarm homeowners.
Yeah, a lot of people, when they don't understand why they're in there, or they think they're bats, or, you know, it just makes them feel uncomfortable.
She says although it's illegal to remove swifts from a chimney due to the Federal Migratory Bird Protection Act, it's still a common practice to either kill the nestlings or try to move them.
I've heard some companies say they put them in trees or on the roof and leave them there, so they die.
Hughes says people don't understand that unlike other birds, the swifts are physically unable to walk or perch on horizontal surfaces. That's why they nest and sleep on the vertical walls of old chimneys. She refers me to chimneyswifts.org, which is filled with tips, for instance.
It's very important to keep the chimney clean because if you're burning wood, it starts getting this layer of like soot on the inside, and then that makes it harder for the nest to adhere strongly to the, and so it's more likely to fall.
That's Kevon Binder at work, co-owner of Dr. Flew Chimney Cleaning. He says unless you want to wait until the birds migrate south in late fall, March or early April is the best time for a cleaning.
It is best to get it done as soon as you're done using it. Because if we come in late May and you have guests, we would need to reschedule because it is a protected bird.
He says if swifts do set up housekeeping, make sure your damper is closed. And if a baby should fall down, set it back up inside the chimney, past the damper, on the wall so it can grab on. While Binder works, he tells me about the new movement to build swift towers.
It's something that I actually thought of now that I'm a father, that it may be really, really fun to kind of educate my daughter and she gets to see birds firsthand, plus all of the mosquitoes in my backyard could be eaten from them.
Only a few swift towers have been built in Michigan so far, one of which is in Ann Arbor at the Leslie Park Golf Course. Scott Spooner is the city's superintendent of golf courses.
We have 10 bluebird houses, and I was looking for other ways to get some more bird habitat out on the golf course.
Spooner says the materials cost only about $200, and Boy Scout Isaac James built it as his Eagle Scout project.
So from here, you can see it over there. It's on pretty much the highest point of the golf course. And then it's 16 or 20 feet tall on top of that. So, yeah, it definitely stands out.
Once we reach the top of the hill, both the view and the tower are impressive.
It's got a little plaque here that tells all about the bird.
He did a really nice job on it.
Swifts are territorial, only one nest per chimney. But once nesting season is over, they spend their nights huddled together in mass slumber parties. The larger the chimney, the more spectacular the vortex as they prepare to enter. But the future of the large chimney at 415 West Washington is not assured. I encountered a young man hanging a homemade sign on the Road Commission building and asked him what he was doing.
Trying to protect a historic building that stood here since 31, has withstood the test of time.
The sign says, you want to read the sign to me?
Renovation, yes. Demolition, no.
Ann Arbor Mayor John Hiefjust says he hopes this location becomes part of the future Allen Creek Greenway.
Any plan that I've had for the building, for the site, is to tear down the old buildings and leave the chimney. It's almost like a piece of art there, and you can see it just freestanding. Of course, we'll have to check it structurally, make sure that it's good to go.
The mayor says this phenomenon of nature right in our midst should be preserved.
The chimney swifts, I think, are a real asset, and if people go down there on a summer evening, you can see what is really a really extraordinary funnel almost of chimney swifts. And all of a sudden, they fly in circles above, and then all of a sudden, as if they were sucked in, there they go, down into the chimney.
Boy, they're just pouring in the wall.
Barbara Lucas, WEMU News.
The Green Room is a presentation of the WEMU News Department and is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. This is 89.1 WEMU.